Good morning. Today's daf and gittin lamid dal. We're on lamid gimel lamid beis. We are starting towards the bottom of the amud. We're going to go over psak halacha. Before we go over psak halacha, let's get acquainted. What are we discussing over here? We started the fourth parak just a short couple days ago. Daf lamid beis opened up the fourth parak of the mesechta, and we're within the topic of bittul haget, the husband's nullification of a get prior to the get arriving at the hands of his wife. So he's mevatel haget. Okay. Granted, this man over here is obviously fickle, but right now, not interested in a psychological state. We're just more interested in what the halacha is. And so he sends the get. The get has not yet arrived in the hands of his wife. It is mevatel the get. The get's mevutel. The get now is nullified. There is a discussion to be had regarding what exactly is he being mevatel. Is he being mevatel the get itself? Is he being mevatel the shlichus? That already was discussed back on Daf Lamed Beis. That was a machlokas amarayim. We do paskin. Like Rav Nachman, that what he is being mevatel is the shlichus, not the get. Okay, that's the, but that takes us back to, that takes us back to Daf Lamed Beis. Since Lamed Beis, so what we've been discussing is the following, and that is the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel made a number of Takanas, and here in the fourth parak of Gittin, we're introduced to one of the Takanas of Rabbi Gamliel, notably, that according to Rabbi Gamliel, let's start off prior to Rabbi Gamliel. Prior to Rabbi Gamliel, so a person can be mevatel the get, and he doesn't actually have to intercept. He doesn't have to physically intercept. What he could do is just simply get a beis din together, convene the beis din, and make a proclamation, a simple proclamation. The get that is currently en route to my wife, I want to be mevatel the get, and he could do so. He could be mevatel the get. Now, this creates problems, as the Gemara points out. In other words, the potential pitfalls over here are multiple pitfalls. Most notably, the wife is not going to hear that the husband was mevatel the get because he did not do so in person. He did so virtually. And so she may not have heard of it. She'll get remarried thinking she's a divorced woman. She's, in fact, not a divorced woman. And the children that are going to be produced are mamzerim. That's just but one of the pitfalls of doing so. But I'm pointing to the most obvious one, right? The biggest issue, if you will. Okay, good. So Rabbi Gamliel came along and said, no good. You cannot be mevatel the get using a beis din. In order to be mevatel the get, you must go directly in person. You have to go ahead and intercept directly, which means that either you have to go to the shlich himself, alternatively, you go to the wife, and you'll tell the wife that the get that's headed to you, I'm being mevatel the get. So that would be the only way that you can be mevatel the get, but you cannot be mevatel the get using a beis din. That's the Takana Rabbi Gamliel. Since that Mishnah, that was the Mishnah back in Daf Lamed Beis, and since that Mishnah. So we had two discussions. Discussion number one in yesterday's Daf is, okay, we're now post Takanas Rabbi Gamliel, and you were told that you cannot be mevatel the get, and you were banned by Rabbi Gamliel to do so, and you did so anyway. But lo, what happens if you did it after Rabbi Gamliel's Takana? What's the result of that? So that's the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi's of the position, but lo mevutal. That if you go ahead and defy Rabbi Gamliel and his takana, okay, so it's what you did was wrong, but it's effective. But lo mevuta, that's the position of Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, on the other hand, says no. But lo ina mevuta. No, it's not going to be effective. Right? The imke ma koach beis din yafa. You're going to hear this expression a number of times in the beginning of this morning's shir, and that's going to be is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel will tell you the following. What's the point of Rabbi Gamliel making a takana if it doesn't have teeth? If Beis Din makes a takana, and specifically here in the case of the Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel, it's got to have teeth. Otherwise, what's the point? Makoch Beis Din Yafeh. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is of the position that if you go ahead and you violate the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, ain't a mevutal. In other words, it's not going to have any effect, and the get is not going to be mevutal. Okay, so that's machlokas number one. What happens if I violate the ban of Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi says batla mevutal. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Batlo ena mevuta. And then we also introduced ourselves yesterday to a second machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And that was a braisa on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And that was, is that let's say you instruct 10. You don't say the word kulchem, which means that you only need some of the 10 to go ahead and write the get. When I say some, by the way, you only need two. In other words, you only need two to write it, but you need two in order for the get to be valid. The mesira has to be done in front of two. You need the two to sign on the get. Anyway, but you go over to 10 and you say, Kizvu get lishti. So can I be mevatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh? In other words, can I go ahead and nullify a selection of that group. Yes or no? That too was a machlokus between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. So Rebbe's of the position that Yechol Levato Zeshlo B'fnei Zeh, I can go ahead and be Mavato individually, members of this group of 10, Zeshlo B'fnei Zeh, and according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, no, you cannot. You cannot be Mavato Zeshlo B'fnei Zeh. Now, why for Reb Shimon Gamliel is that the case that you cannot be Mavato Zeshlo B'fnei Zeh? So yesterday, the Gemara in the Amud Beis of yesterday's daf, so we gave two explanations of Reb Shimon Gamliel why that's in fact the case. Okay, and go back to yesterday's daf in order to review the two reasons behind Reb Shimon Gamliel. Anyway, but we are going to go on. So where do we find ourselves right now? We are on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we're about two-thirds of the way down. We're going to go over now Psak Halacha. Who do we pass in like? On these two machloksim, which, by the way, may or may not be related. In other words, these two issues seem to be totally separate issues. It just happens to be that they're both of these issues are argued by Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. So how do we follow on this regard? So that's where we're starting with the Psak Halacha. So we're starting in the Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis with the words Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda is a little bit more than halfway down on the Amud. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So let's start. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Shemas Minei De Rabbi Abitarte. So over here in terms of the Psak Halacha, so I heard the following from Rabbi Abba. I heard two things. Number one, Chadaka Rebbe, v'chadaka Reb Shimon Gamliel. Okay, so again, we set it up. We have two machloksim now between these two Tanayim. And now who does the halacha follow like? So over here, a little bit of a puzzle. A little bit of a riddle. And that is that in one of these issues, the halacha is like Rebbe. And another one of these issues, the halacha is Reb Shimon Gamliel. V'lo yadana haika Rebbe, v'haika Reb Shimon Gamliel. However, that's right now all the information I have. What I don't know is, on which of these do we pass like Rebbe? On which one do we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel? So I'm Rav Yosef Nechzeanan. So Rav Yosef says, fine. So what we're going to try to do is that we're going to try to recreate the puzzle. Meaning, and all we need to do is, if we figure out one of the two, so then we'll know what the other one is by definition. So So he says, here's what I know. Rav Dimi comes in from Eretz Yisrael. Remember, Rav Dimi is our frequent flyer. Shuttling back and forth between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, continuously sharing what one yeshiva learns in the other yeshiva. And he said the following episode that occurred. Now, in this particular episode, so what happened was is that there was a foreclosure. And so Beis Din had to do an appraisal on a property. And within the appraisal that was done by Beis Din, in order to sell off property, in order to satisfy debt. So what they did with their appraisal is that they got the appraisal slightly wrong. Now, when I say slightly wrong, what do I mean? So anything over a six, under a six, is generally speaking going to be a mekach batel. In other words, that will nullify a sale. Generally speaking, that's the halacha. However, v'asa Rebbe kedivrei chachamim. So over here, so the appraisal was off. And assets were sold off based on this faulty appraisal. And now, what should we do over here? Should we go ahead now and basically nullify the sale and allow all the property to go back to the estate? So at first, so what they did is they passed like the chachamim and they nullified all the sales. And I'm the fun of Rebbe Parta Benosha Rebbe Lazar Ben Parta Ben Benosha Rebbe Parta Gadol. And then they received the following psak from Rebbe Parta, who happens to be the son of Rebbe Lazar, who happens to be the son of Rebbe Parta. In other words, the grandson's named after the grandfather. Anyway, but he said, Makoch Beis Yafe. No. Look, if individuals, if we have a regular sale between two people, and you go over six or under six, so that is ona'ah. It's a violation of onah. It's a mekach batel. In other words, it's fraud, right? What you and I would call fraud, and so therefore the sale is going to be nullified. But if Beis Din's doing it, and so this is an act of Beis Din. So granted, over here that Beis Din made a faulty appraisal. Nevertheless, makoch Beis Din yafe. Since it's done by an act of Beis Din, so what we're going to do is that we're going to reinforce the act of Beis Din, even when Beis Din is wrong. We're gonna live with it. So the Chazar Rebbe, the Asik Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. So at that point in time, Rebbe said, fine. In other words, we're going to follow like the Shita Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, meaning that we are going to back Beis Din. So even when they're wrong, they're right. So that means to say as follows. So when Beis Din goes ahead and institutes and legislates, so what we're going to do is we're going to back them. And it's not just an ideal, but it's even b'di'evit. Meaning even post facto, we're going to go ahead and we're going to back the legislation of the Chachamim. Okay. So now that's true. Now granted, by the way, that's a totally different issue over here. That's regarding the appraisal of property, but still the idea now can be translated over here. Over here, Rami Gamliel made a takana. The takana is that if you're mevatel the get, you can't be mevatel the get. That's step one. And now step number two. And if you do, ain't a mevutel. Meaning it's not just an ideal, but it's even post facto. It's even b'di'evit. Fine. So on the front of Batla Mevutel, who do we paskin like, Rebbe or Shimon Gamliel? So we just learned together that we paskin like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Now we can go to step number two. So now that we know that on the issue of Batla Mevuta, we're going to pass on like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. On the other issue of being Mevatel, Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh. So what you could do is that we could pass on like Rebbe, which is that I could be Mevatel Chelek HaEdim. If I go to 10 people and say, I want the 10 of you to go ahead and to write, and I want to be Mevatel some of them, I may in fact be mevatel some of them. Which, by the way, I entertain the question when I set up this morning, right? Are these two machloksim related? It sounds like from our Gemara, totally unrelated. Why? Very simple. Because on one of the issues we pass on like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and on the other issue we pass on like Rebbe. So it certainly seems like from this Gemara over here that these issues are totally two unrelated issues. Okay, good. There were five zakenim. And a person comes in front of the five, this council of five. And what they did is they tried to extract a get from him. Now, extract a get from him, meaning they forced him to write a get. Okay, over the course of this mesechta, we're going to see countless stories, story after story, about the compulsion of a get. In other words, when Beis Din decides that a person needs to write a get and deliver it to his wife, so they weren't shy. In other words, they compelled. Okay, right? Things have changed over the course of time. And so we apply pressure nowadays, but social pressure and the like. But we don't do the compulsion that they once upon a time did. In today's daf alone, we're going to see together that back in the day, once Beis Din decides that you're going to be writing again, you're going to be writing again. In other words, you are going to be at the will of Beis Din. So Amar Lan Zilu Atmur. Now, Rabbi Yoshia says to the people who were commissioned to go ahead and write the get, he says, now here's what I want you to do. In other words, right, basically we got the husband to write the get, commissioning you people to write the get and to deliver the get. But right now the husband is being a little bit resistant. So after he was instructed to go ahead and commission you, the Edim, to go ahead and write the get, so here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to go and hide. Right? Zilu itmeru. So after you are instructed to go hide, because I don't want him to find you. Now, the kisvula. And so what you're going to do is after you were instructed by the husband to write the get, you're going to go hide, you're going to write the get, you're going to deliver it. Now, as for the instructions of go and hide, so kim itmeru mayhave. So, the isakadatcha, I missed important words over here. Let's go back. Let's read it carefully. The isakadatcha karebi, ki mitmru mayhave, elishmamina kurshamangam lil svirale. Okay, now, after he went ahead and instructed, albeit, he did so against his will, but he instructed them to go ahead and to write again. And now, the instructions given to these Edom is now go and hide. And they went ahead and they hid. If the halacha was like Rebbe, you know what the husband can do? It's very simple. The husband, after he instructed them to write the get, later, when he is not compelled, he could just simply say, hey, he'll get together his own Beis Din, and he'll be mevatel the get. Shalom al Yisrael. By the way, it's not Shalom al Yisrael. It's just the opposite. But anyway, he could be mevatel the get. That's, of course, if we pass him like Rebbe. That's exactly the point of the Gemara. We don't pass him like Rebbe. We, in fact, pass him like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Which means that you are not only not allowed to go against the Takana Rabban Gamliel, it's not going to help if you do. So in other words, he didn't have an option to go ahead and to be mevatel the get after he was strong-armed to go ahead and to commission the Edom to write the get, because we don't pass him like Rebbe. Okay, that's point number one. And now we get to point number two, very quickly. And let's get to point number two. Point number two is that if you went ahead and you commissioned a whole group of people, so can I be mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh? Can I be mevatel some of them? That was our second machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now again, what were the instructions given to these Edim? Go hide. Now, instead of hiding, you know what they could do? Go separate. In other words, if in fact the halacha is that I cannot be mevatel them individually, but the only way I can be mevatel them is collectively, which parenthetically is the position of Shimon Gamliel, if we paskin like that, they don't have to hide. All they need to do is scatter. But their instructions were not to scatter. Their instructions were to hide. You know why? The reason why is because scattering won't help. Do you know why scattering won't help? Because we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. On this issue, we paskin like Rebbe, which is that you could be mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh. I can be mevatel the Edom individually. Okay, fine. So that was a long beginning to the daf today. And truth of the matter is we didn't even start today's daf, but still, that's a long beginning to today's daf. The Piske Halacha, who do we paskin like? So on the issue of if you are mevatel the get post Rabban Gamliel, is the get mevatel? So we just saw two Amorayim backed by two stories that the halacha is like Rabban Shimon and Gamliel, that it's not only lichatchila you cannot be mevatel the get, but even b'di'evan it won't work. That's number one. Number two on the issue of can I be mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh? So both times we saw the halacha is like Rebbe, that you can be mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh. Okay. So the, okay. Fine. Okay, good. All right. Rava Amar. We're on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We're at the very bottom of the Amud, and we are not done with the Psak Halacha. Okay, so we had already the opinion of a number of Amorayim. We got one more to go. Rav Amar, Rav Nachman Halacha, Rabbi Vishtehim. So, Rav tells us that the Halacha is like Rabbi Vishtehim. Okay, so here now we have a dissenting viewpoint, and that is the position of Rava, and he's saying it B'Shem Rav Nachman, and that is that the Halacha is like Rabbi two times over. One on the issue of Bata Mevutal, so he's taking the position of Rabbi, which is B'Di'evit post facto, Batla Mevuto. You should not be Mevato the get after the Takana Rabban Gamliel, but if you do so against Rabban Gamliel's Takana, so B'di'evit post facto, it's going to be effective. That's number one. Number two, we passed like Rebbe on the issue of being Mevato zeh shelo bifnei zeh, meaning that you can be Mevato them individually, and you don't need them all collectively together in order to be Mevato the Shlichim. Okay, so good. So that is now the viewpoint of Rava, that in both of these issues we pass like Rebbe. Now, so the Gemara says, okay, now I'm going to find Rav Nachman in a bind, because we just learned together that according to Rav Nachman, he passes like Rebbe, which is Batla Mevuto, which means that if I go against the Takan Rav Gamliel, shouldn't have, but if you did so, it's going to be effective. Makoch Beis in Yafe. It sounds like, according to Rav Nachman, he dismisses that principle. Now the Gemara says, but I know otherwise. The Hamar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Yisam Shabalach Lo Benichzevi and Beis Din Mami Demlem Apatropos Abarul Lehem Chelak Yafe Gilo Yichol Limchos Rav Nachman Didei Amar Gilo En Yichol Limchos Dimkei Makoch Beis Din Yafe. Okay, and we have the following. We're going to hear this a number of times throughout Shas. Right, the Gemara's in Yavamos and Ksuvos and Kedusha. I'm looking at the side. I wish I had this kind of bikis. Anyway, so this is four times in Shas this comes up. So over here in today's daf, Gittin Lamedal, we get to see it again. And that is that what if we have an estate? And right now, currently, unfortunately, the Yorshim, members of the estate are minors. And what now becomes regarding the Chalukah, the division of the estate? Okay. There is a discussion to be had about just simply wait until they grow up. But if for whatever reasons there are considerations, we're not going to wait until they grow up. So what we could do is that we can appoint them guardians. And what's going to happen now I'm using the word guardians over here. They're more than guardians. Meaning really what we're providing for them is what you and I would call a representation. And what we're going to have now is that each one is going to be appointed a court-appointed representative. They're going to go into the courtroom, and what are they going to do? They're going to divide the estate. Okay. So the representation of each member of the estate now is going to go in and advocate on behalf of the minors. Now, so far so good. And the estate obviously is going to be divided based on the representation. Now, these were court-appointed representatives. Let's say later in life, as the kid now is an adult, and now revisiting what happened when he was a child. I cannot believe my representation. It stunk. Or at least that's what he's thinking. So can he go ahead now and appeal? So this is a machlokis between the Amoraim. Rav Nachman quotes Shmuel as saying that there's room for an appeal. He can appeal it. And Rav Nachman says that's the opinion of Shmuel, but here's where I disagree. Can't appeal it. Why? Because the representation was court appointed. And if you go ahead and you appeal it, makoch bezin yafeh. And then in that case, what was the point of court appointment? In other words, if you go ahead and you're allowed to appeal it, so then you've basically taken away the teeth of the court. Makoch bezin yafeh. And so therefore, Rav Nachman says, you cannot go ahead and you cannot appeal it. Because these were court-appointed representatives. So now, if you're following well, so now we're stuck. Meaning we just learned together that according to Rav Nachman, so you cannot appeal based on the principle of Makoch Bezin Yafeh. I want to go ahead and give legitimacy to any institution of Beis Din. Fine. Moments earlier, we just heard Rav Nachman tell us that on the issue of what if you're Mevatel the Get, and you went against the Takana Rabban Gamliel in order to Mevatel the Get. What if you're Mevatel the Get? Butlo, Mevatel. He passes like Rebbe. Whoa. In other words, on issue number one, he's saying he's not worried about Makoch Beis Din Yafeh. On issue number two, on the appeal of court representation, so to divide the estate, he does say Makoch Beis Din Yafeh, and the Gemara is just simply pointing out Rav Nachman seems to be inconsistent. The Gemara says Rav Nachman is fine. He's not being inconsistent. The Gemara gives a simple four-word distinction between the two cases. In the case, let's start with the case of the division of the estate. What is that? That's a monetary issue. It's strictly a monetary issue. On monetary issues, you know what Rav Nachman will tell you? Let's give full support, 100% backing to Beis Din. Beis Din goes ahead and provides representation for both parties of the estate. So what are we going to say over there? You know what we're going to say over there. We're going to say, support Beis Din. And it's a monetary issue. So over there, Makoch Beis Din Yafeh. You have to go ahead and you have to give them full authority and you cannot appeal. But it's a monetary issue. And even if they're wrong on a monetary issue, so what? Meaning, I'm not minimizing it. Obviously, they're going to try not to be wrong. But even if they were wrong, we always have the principle of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. In fact, Rashi, I hope I'm right, because right, it's going to come up a lot in these Zapim. Yep, I'm right. Rashi over here writes, Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. That over here, even if they're wrong, still they have the power to go ahead and to move money around from one person to another person, right? I keep promising, but you know I'm going to deliver in just a short couple of days from now. We are going to go over the topic of Hefker Beis Din Hefker in detail, right? Daf Lamed Vav coming up in 2 days, so it's going to be the Daf of Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So anyway, so when it comes to monetary issues, so go ahead, allow Beis Din to work. They may have made a misstep. Makoch Beis Din Yafeh, give them the full support. However, when we're talking about get, by get, it's not a monetary issue. Although, again, there are, of course, monetary consequences, but it's not a monetary issue. Fundamentally, it's a issue of Isser. And not just any Isser, by the way, the Isser of Arias. It's Ish. So go ahead now. And follow the Takana Rabban Gamliel, which is, don't be Mevatel the get in a non-in-person manner, right? Don't do it. However, if you go ahead and you went against the Takana Rabban Gamliel, it's not a monetary issue. It's now an Issa V'Heter issue. So over there, Rav Nachman will tell you that if you were mevatel the get, you shouldn't have done it. But if you did it, mevutel. Meaning over there, that's not a monetary issue, that's an iser issue, and the cases are different. Okay. We're ready for a couple stories today. We're on Lamed Alamed Aleph. And, well, actually, our first story today is really going to be setting up for our big machlokas in today's daf. Meaning, so far over the course of today, all we have done, we've done a lot actually, but all we've done really is that we've gone over this machlokas once again, yesterday's daf, Rabbi Rishon ben Gamliel, Batla Mevutal, whether you could be Mevatel Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh, and we paskined, and the question of who should we paskin like? And so we just learned together that according to Rav Nachman, we paskin like Rabbi on both fronts, both on Batla Mevutal and on the ability to be Mevatel Zeh Shelo Bifnei Zeh. Okay, good. Now we're up to our next big discussion today. So, but it starts with a story. Gidol bar Re'ila Shadalai Gitala Devasayu. So Gidol, son of Re'ilai, sends a get to his wife. Azo Shlich of Ashkach Davayas Vinavla. Now, the Shlich arrives, approaches a wife, and right now currently she's busy. Rashi describes that what she's doing right now, she's weaving. Anyway, too busy to accept a get. Come back later, she says. Or the truth of the matter is, I don't know exactly what she said. All I know is that the get was not delivered. I apologize, I was wrong. She actually says, come back again tomorrow. Okay, there is dialogue. So now the shlich goes back to the husband and says to the husband, I tried to deliver it as per your instructions. She declined. Well, she postponed. So Amar le pasach, So Azul Agabe Amalei. Sorry, let me read it correctly. So the shliach goes back to the husband and reports back to the husband. So Pasach V'Amar. Now the husband over here is Gidol Bari Eli, and he says Baruch Atav Ametiv. So he makes a bracha, right? B'shem Amachus, not B'shem Amachus. I don't know. I'm not sure if it really matters. Anyway, but what does he say? He says Atav Ametiv. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Basically, what you and I would say, Baruch Hashem, showing a sign of relief that she went ahead and she rejected the get. So now.
No, but he could have said that he could have meant that thank God she's going to accept it tomorrow.
Okay, good. So his vague response, perfect. So his vague response may be open to interpretation. We'll see more of that in just a moment. But right now, if you could just entertain me for just a moment. Let's assume that what he meant is that I'm happy she rejected the get. You know what? I'm rejecting the get as well. In other words, in his Baruch Hashem, which admittedly, Ben's right. In other words, the other Ben, not this one. So so admittedly, we could interpret his words, but let's assume that what he meant was is that I don't want to give the get. I'm being mevato the get. I'm nullifying the get. So Abai Amar Baruch Atov Ametiv Lo Bito Gita. Arava Amar Baruch Atov Ametiv Ubato Gita. So when he says Baruch Atov Ametiv, when he gives off this Baruch Hashem, is that a bitul haget? Yes or no? And it's a machlokes between Abai and Rava. And the Gemara goes on to explain. But my kemiflegi begiloi daita begita kemiflegi dabai savar giloi daita begita love milsei v'rav savar v'rava savar giloi daita begita milsei. And over here we get to a classic machlokus between Abai and Rava. I called it a classic machlokus because it's one of the big six. Okay? And if you don't understand what that means, so just hang out with us a little bit longer, you will learn. So anyway, so giloi dasmi means the following. And that is that I am not being articulate, but however, I'm providing enough messaging so you know what I mean. And this is what's called Gilui Das. It's a revelation of his thought. Now, obviously, when you're communicating, so you have to be articulate. In other words, if the husband wanted to be Mevatel the Get, so what he needs to say is, I'm being Mevatel the Get. Now, let's not get confused, by the way. In other words, we just spent 2 days talking about you can't be Mevatel the Get, but that's, of course, virtually. In other words, you can't be mevatel the get while you are not personally there. Over here, this is now a new issue. He's there. The shliach is right in front of him. Right? The shliach tried to deliver the get, he couldn't. And now, what the husband can say, this is not at all related to Rebbe or Shimon Gamliel, because he's talking to the shliach. He could say to the shliach, good, I am now being mevatel the get. Now, if he's articulate, that's great. We now know what he wanted. But over here, he wasn't articulate. He just simply said Baruch Hashem, right? Or more literally, Baruch Atov Ametiv. So now, so can we translate what he meant was, I'm being Mevatel the Get? Rava will say yes, because this is Gilui Das. And Gilui Das is in fact significant. And Abai will tell you, no. Even though we have a really good idea of what he meant, it don't matter. Just because he meant it doesn't mean anything until he actually says it. He must articulate. And so here and now we're approaching in today's daf. This is it. This is a big machlokus in today's daf. And whether or not Gilui Das begin is in fact significant or insignificant. And Amar Rava Menaminala. So first we're going to start off with Rava trying to make his case and prove his point that Gilui Das is significant. How does he know that? So here he turns to a following episode. So Rav Sheshes went to a man and basically twisted his arm. Right? The man needed to give his get his to deliver a get to his wife, and Rav Sheshes was there, forcing the man to do so. Amalu l'sa'ade, achi amaluchu Rav Sheshes, levato gita. And so now this man, with his arm being twisted, so he says to the Edom, wait one second, right? If we could just take a moment, right? Between the painful fits that he's currently having right now, having his arm being twisted. And by the way, I mean it literally. In other words, coercion back in the good old days was coercion. So he says, wait one second. And he says, Rashesh is being mevatel the get. Now, of course, that's not what he meant. What he meant, of course, is that he wants to be mevatel the get. But of course, he knows that once he says that, so the pain is only going to increase, right? They're only going to apply more pressure, more force, more coercion. So what he basically does is that he falsely accuses Rav Sheshes for being the one that wants to be mevatel the get. V'itzuchu Rav Sheshes gita achrita. Achrina. So, now, obviously, even though he wasn't articulate about what he wanted, but we understand. In other words, even though he falsely accused Rav Sheshes of being mevatel the get, of course what he meant was he wanted to be mevatel the get. And Rav Sheshes says that's what's called Gilui Das. And so therefore they forced him to write another get. Now, Abaye, hey, Alter Rav Sheshes mevatel gita de inchi hava. So, iu batla v'hai de karmeluhu achi mishom de panui. Now, what Abai will tell you in his defense is, this is not a case of Gilui Das. Gilui Das is where we have to decipher. We need the decoder ring, right? In other words, when he says Baruch Hashem, what did he mean by Baruch Hashem, right? Like Ben said earlier. Over here, when he says, Rav Sheshes says to go ahead and to be Mevatel the Get, Abai says, you don't need a decoder ring. Over here, obviously what he meant was, I want to be Mevatel the Get. But he also knew that if he said that, so he would get even a worse beating than he's currently getting right now. Okay. So so only because of the current situation, so you understand, instead of saying he's being mevatel again, he's saying Rav Sheshes is. But this is not a question of Gilui Das. I'm not trying to decipher what he's saying. I know exactly what he's saying. Amar Abaye Manami Nala. Now we turn our attention to Abaye. Abaye says, I'm going to prove my case. The Gilui Das Begitin is insignificant. How do I know that? So here he has a story that backs his position. So Rav Yehuda now is trying to force a get out of the son-in-law of Rav Yirmiya. So Ubatle. And so Rav Yirmiya, after being coerced to write a get, so he's mevatel the get. Okay. So Tana Ashkalei. So Ubatle. Round number two, where they force him to write it, that he writes it and he's mevatel the get. Hadar Tana, so now we're in round number three. Okay, so this is a long fight over here, a three-rounder. So Hadar Tana v'ashkalei al-karchei, amalu l'sa'ade osivik kare bu'unaychu, uksuvalei. In round number three, so after, okay, I'm sorry for being so flippant about this, by the way, but I know it's a serious topic, and you know what I mean? My boxing references over here may or may not be appreciated, but in round number three, so they give him a good couple of hits to begin with. Okay, so fine. So he gets stunned and he says, okay, write the get. But now by round number three, we already know what his plan is. His plan is that after the first couple of blows, he's going to be mevatel the get. So now in round number three, what Rav Yehuda now tells the Edom to do is to go stuff your ears, right? Put cotton. I understand he doesn't say cotton, but take some cotton balls and put them in your ears. And that way, even as the husband says he wants to now be mevatel the get, you didn't hear it because your ears are stuffed up. So Isa kedachigiloi daita begita milsehi hachazul ede karait basraihu. Okay, now Abaye says, now this advice by Rav Yehuda that the Edom should go ahead and stuff their ears up, how is that going to help? Meaning, isn't it clear he's gesticulating? Not only that, he's running after them as they're going ahead and delivering the get. Like, isn't it obviously clear over here that he wants to be mevatel the get? And I'll also add, by the way, he's done it twice earlier. You don't need to be a rocket scientist, right? This is it's pretty obvious what he wants over here. Oh, but you didn't hear it. Therefore, this is not articulation. And therefore, it's not a bittel. Even though it's clearly gilui das. He's telling us what he wants without telling us. Okay. And Abaye says, and what do you see? Rav Yehuda is ignoring them. Why? Because gilui das is insufficient. Abaye says, this is a proof for me. Seems to be a very strong proof. And Rava will defend his position. Rava, haide karai basrayu, amr luhu ashur, havaluhu haya, kihech demashlum saradu gavra. Rava says, look, I know the husband's chasing down the Edom as they're running now to deliver the get, and remember, with stuffed ears. But Rava will tell you, you know, you could reinterpret the fact that the husband's chasing them. Maybe the husband chasing them is basically him trying to encourage them to go even faster. Right? I read the Gemara. Let's translate a couple of words over here. Havalu haya. Give it to her quickly. Right? The word haya in Aramaic means quickly. Havalu haya. Give it to her quickly. So that my pain is going to be enough. In other words, right? I've gone through three rounds of this, by the way. I'm enough with the beatings. Right? I want to deliver the get and be quick about it. And it could be that he's chasing them, and the chasing could be interpreted as not don't deliver it, but just the opposite. Deliver it even quicker. Okay. That is a tough defense, I'm going to admit. That's a tough defense for Rava. Meaning, two times over now, he was mevatel the get, and now over here, we're going to reinterpret his actions as just going in the opposite direction. Meaning, now not only am I not being mevatel the get, but I'm encouraging it to go even quicker. Okay. It is a bit of a tough defense, but in other words, Rava will tell you, I really do believe Gilui Das is significant. It just happens to be that when the gesticulation, in this case the running, could be interpreted in different ways, this is not Gilui Das. Okay. Amar Abai Menamin Ala Dahud, Amar Luhu Ilo Asinu Atas Nyamale Avigita. Abai will tell you the following here. I'm going to show you that I'm right. Let's take a look at the following episode. Now, we happen to have seen this recently. We're now seeing it again in today's daf. And it's found in the beginning of Ksuvos. And that is that a man says to his wife, if I don't return within 30 days, so the get's going to be a good get. He writes the get, he delivers it to his wife, but with the condition of, it's only going to be activated if I don't come within 30 days. Also, Yupaske Mavra, on day number 30, he comes, but the ferry didn't make it, didn't get him over. What happened? You know what happens, right? They canceled the ferry. So Amalu Chazudasai, and now he's screaming, "Hey, I'm here!" V'Amr Shmuel Lo Shmei Masya, and Shmuel says, "No, Lo Shmei Masya, that's not here." In other words, he didn't come, says Shmuel. In other words, even though it's an ones, but he didn't come. Now, when we discuss this story, most of the time throughout Shas, right, this story comes up at least three times in Shas. So when we discuss it, we discuss the issues of Ones and whether Ones is significant, not significant. Right now, we're not bothered by the Ones aspect of it, even though that's an issue that needs to be litigated. Right now, we're discussing the following, and that is, he's very clear in terms of what he wants to do. He wants to nullify the get. He doesn't want the get to be activated. And he's sitting there at the other side of the river screaming, right? I want to be here. Meaning, I don't want the get to be activated. Isn't that a clear act of gilui das? So, and meanwhile, what is Shmuel basically saying? Shrug of the shoulders. If he wants to be mevatel the get, you know what he needs to do? He needs to articulate. He didn't articulate. I know it's easy to read what he wants, but so what? That only is effective if I subscribe to gilui das. And Abaye says, Shmuel clearly does not subscribe to gilui das. Rava. Now the Gemara says, okay, now if I'm going to defend Rava's position, what would he say? Atu hasam levatule get to buy, hasam lekiyum tanai kabai, v'halo ikaim tanai. So Rava will tell you, look, the person over there did not want to be mevatel the get. Now, I know this is a little tricky, and I'm going to try to explain this as best as I can. Meaning over there, what did the person wanted to do? He wanted to satisfy the condition. Meaning the condition was, I'm going to be here within 30 days. And he was right now focused on satisfaction of condition. For satisfaction of condition, so was the condition satisfied, yes or no? That's the only issue that needs to be litigated in that case over there. He said he's going to be back within 30 days. He's not back. But circumstance was beyond his control. And ones. And whether or not ones will allow us to view him as if he actually came back or did not come back, that's the only issue being litigated. Meaning, Rava will tell you, if he wanted to be mevatel the get, he could have screamed across the river and say, I'm currently being mevatel the get. He could have done that. But that's not the issue being litigated. The issue being litigated is, was the Tanai satisfied, yes or no? Okay. We're on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, we're towards the bottom of the Amud. Last narrow line. Hahu damar lohu ilo nesiv na talsin lehavigita. I'm sorry. Ilo nesiv na talsin yomen lehavigita. Okay. A man's mekadesh a woman. Now, right back in the good old days, what happened was is that there was a year that separated the kedushin and the nisuin. And remember, it's the first sugya in ksuvas. Again, we go back to that first sugya in ksuvas. Really important sugya. So that first sugya in ksuvas, and that is that what happens if he gets delayed after a year? Because remember now, the minhag was to wait a year until they get married, and all the financial responsibilities start 1 year after kedushin. And what happens if he gets sick and they're not, whatever the excuses are in terms of not being able to go ahead and go to that second stage of marriage? Does he start with the financial obligations? Yes, no? Okay, that's all there. Meanwhile, over here, he says to her as follows. I know you're a little bit worried about me and my cold feet. I know that. So here's what I'll do. I'll write you a get. And if I don't close the deal within 30 days, the get will be activated. Okay? So I'm telling you right now, I'm going to take care of you. I'm doing more than just telling you. I'm writing you a get. We're putting a condition in the get. And then he follows all that with the words, trust me. So, Amar Luhu, Ilona, Siv Natalsin Yamala Havigita. So now he puts in 30 days, timer into the get. Kimata Talsin Yama, Amar Luhu, Hatar Chana. Now, 30 days comes and goes. And on day number 30, as we kind of all expected, so he looks at her and says, look, I'm really sorry. In other words, I do want to go through with this marriage, meaning they're already partially married. They already are kedushin, more than partially married. But anyway, but he says, look, Tarchana, I'm busy right now. Okay, so but I'm telling you, just like give me another week. So lamai nechesh laimishimunsa einonis begin. So what are we worried about? Ones, meaning I don't know. Maybe the excuse is legitimate. Maybe a circumstance was beyond his control. So the Gemara says, ain't ones begitten. No. In other words, when it comes to get, so we don't entertain ones, right? Even circumstances beyond his control. Now, what can we argue? Well, maybe we can argue that he's really being mevatel the get. Now, again, he's not articulating. He's not saying it. Yeah, but obviously, however, he wants to marry her. And maybe because he's showing us what he wants, this could be a case of Gilui Das, and the Gemara says, okay, but it's a machlokes between Abaye and Rava. And in just a moment, the big reveal, we paskin like Abaye, right? That's coming up momentarily. And that means to say that the Gilui Das, lav milsehi. If you don't articulate and say you're being mevatel the get, even though you're demonstrating that you want to be mevatel the get, that's insufficient. So the Gemara says over here, she's a divorced woman. In other words, ones, not an excuse. Gilui das, not a thing. Okay, so in other words, the get's a valid get. Next. More stories in today's daf. A lot of episodes in today. not a gadata, by the way, but in other words, case studies. Quickly, another story. Man says, Rosh Chodesh Adar. That is my deadline. And if I don't get my act together by Rosh Chodesh Adar, again, he was Mekadisher, and he's been, you know, draying and procrastinating. And so, Rosh Chodesh Adar now is a self-imposed deadline. And I'm giving, and he gave her a get, and if by Rosh Chodesh Adar I don't get my act together, and I don't marry you, second stage of marriage, so then the get is going to be activated. Rosh Chodesh Adar came, and he said, you know, it's funny, I said Rosh Chodesh Adar, probably what I meant was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? And I have another month, right? And so, l'may nechesh le'im ishim honei, say known as begitin. Im ishim giloi daita, plukta dabai v'rava. And we already know over here that we're going to decline his extension for two reasons. Ones, I don't care what the excuse is. No excuses when it comes to a get. If you put in the condition and you don't satisfy the condition by a get, ain't ones begitten. Okay, so he's not going to get a delay for that. He's mevatel the get? No. You're only mevatel the get if you articulate. Just because over here, he's demonstrating that he doesn't want the get to be activated, but that's insufficient. It wasn't an actual bittul get. Okay, so this is a great way to. We're not going to conclude today's daf. Parenthetically, if you have to go, that's fine. But we're gonna spend a couple more minutes today to finish the daf. Ve'ilchasak Nachman, the Gemara says, number one, we're gonna pass like Rav Nachman. Which Rav Nachman? Going back to 2 days ago, daf lamed beis. Right, when you're being mevatel the get virtually, not in person. But you assemble a base. And now I know Rabbi Gamliel says don't do it. But before Takanas Rabbi Gamliel, and also, by the way, mind you, that we do passing like Rabbi of Batla Mevuta. So you're doing it in front of two or three. So if you remember back on Daf Lamed Beis, that's a machlokas. The Gemara says we passing like a Rav Nachman. You only need to do it in front of two. That's number one. Number two, Vilchasaka Nachman. The halacha is like Rav Nachman. That's today's daf. Well, really, it's yesterday's daf, but we saw it today. And that is that we pass like Rebbe on 2 points. Point number one, Batla Mevutal. Point number two, I can be Mevatal Zesh Lo Bifnei Zeh. Okay, on that we also pass like Rev Nachman. And finally, number three, as we turn to the Amud Beis of today's daf, the Ilchasaka Nachmeni, and the Halachas like Nachmeni. The Halachas like Nachmeni, who is Nachmeni? Nachmeni is Abaye. Meaning, Gilu Idas Begitten, so the Halachas like Abaye. Now that's strange, right? We don't normally pass like Abaye. That's correct. Right? 95% of the time. That's a made-up stat. Okay. I'm sorry. I just don't know the numbers. The vast majority of the time we pass on like Rava, Machlok, Zabai, and Rava, the halacha is like Rava. With six notable exceptions. Okay. If I knew the total number of times that they debated, so then I can give you good stats. I don't know. Whatever. The six exceptional times that we pass on like Abaye. This is one of the six. So, and how do you remember it? You remember it with a Rashi Tevos of Yal Kagam. Yud Ayin Lamed, Kuf Gimel Mem. Rashi over here cites it. Rashi on our daf today does not go through all six cases. Interestingly enough, by the way, the six are there to help us remember. What are the six cases? It happens to be that the Lamed, subject to a debate amongst the Rishonim, what the Lamed stands for. It's right. That's a funny thing. Meaning that the mnemonic is there to help us try to remember all six. And meanwhile, one of the six is not articulate in the Gemara. The Gemara never spells out what that lamed stands for. And so the Rishonim debate what the lamed stands for. Okay, anyway. And I'm not going to go through all six right now. I will tell you, however, the following. It's a Rashi right here on today's daf. And it's super interesting. Abaye's name was? So I'll give you your two options. Either it's Abaye or Nachmeni. Okay? Because our Gemara over here calls him Nachmeni. And meanwhile, throughout Shas, he's called Abaye. What's his actual name? Rashi over here writes, I'm going to read inside. It's the top Rashi on Amud Beis. So, Venir Beinai, Rashi cites his own opinion. Right? Recently, by the way, we just had a couple of cases where Rashi's like, I'm telling you, this is my opinion. So, Venir Beinai, Da'al Shem Sherabba Bar Nachmeni Gido Abaye Beveso, V'lam Dutorish Aya Yasom, Hisiwa Shem Aviv Nachmeni. Okay, so, Sfarim are going to appreciate this a lot more than the Ashkenazim. Okay, good. So, right, I got representation today. Right here in the room. Okay. Yeah. And that is that, so Rabba raised Abaye in his own house. Okay, in other words, his actual name was Abaye, but Rabba raised him in his house and gave him his father's name. I say his father, that's a pronoun, try to be clearer, meaning Rabba's father's name was Nachmeni. Rabba is Rabba bar Nachmeni. And he loved Abaye so much that he gave Abaye his own father's name. So he sees Shem Aviv Nachmeni. Rav Stam Havi Rav Amar Nachmeni. So in other words, so his real name was Abai, says Rashi, but because he wanted to show him affection and love, so he gave him his father's name. Meaning, who doesn't name their kid after their father? Now the answer is every Ashkenaz that you and I know. Okay, unless Rachmanis the father passed away. But in other words, but in the Sephardic community, it's like, this is like normal. This is how you conduct yourself. What do you name your son? You name your son after your father, obviously. Right? What else are you going to do? So over here, so Abai was not his biological son, but still, in other words, raised him in his house and named him after his father. So according to Rashi, actual name is Abaye, but branded Nachmeni by Rabba. Okay, fine. Rashi, as you can imagine, by the way, not the only viewpoint on this. You can see Rabbi Kiva Eiger right here on the daf gives a different take on what his actual name was, what his given name was. Okay, anyway, what his nickname was. We're going to continue. Okay, we're going to quickly run through the next sugya. The next sugya is really uncomplicated. That's not totally true, but it's pretty straightforward. Okay. Over here in the fourth parak, what's going to be our theme here in the fourth parak, and that's going to be takanas, various institutions that were made in order to streamline and make it smoother, the whole get process. Rishon ayimashana shmo vishma shem ir v'shem ira. His gemara megemal azake shei kosev ishpan v'choshem sheishlo ishpan v'choshem sheishlo mimnei tikana olam. So originally, when a person, let's say, went by two names, now. Went by two names. If you look at Rashi right here in the Mishnah, so I am Megarsha b'shem anog b'mokum tzivas haget. So Rashi writes over here is that the original institution was to write the name of where the get was written, even though in other locations he went by other names. Okay. For any of you travelers out there, so you're probably a little more used to it. In other words, here they call you by one name, elsewhere they call you by a different name. They speak a different language, whatever the case is. Okay, you want to be sketchy and you want to just simply say that in the other location you want a new identity, you want a different identity, or whatever the case is, it doesn't matter. In other words, if you have different names here and elsewhere, so originally they would just write the name that you are called in the Makom Aksivas Aget. That's Rashi. Valoya Makbil Lichtov Shneim. And they wouldn't bother writing down both names. And then takana, and you can understand, by the way, this is kind of a self-evident takana, in that, you know what, in order to try to clarify and not create confusion, so if you had multiple names and people called you by different names, so the multiple names were actually written into the get. Now, interesting debate over here. The top Tosos on our Amud discusses the following: in the actual text of the get, do they just write your name over here, and they write in the get and any other name you go by, or do they actually write out your other names? So Rabbeinu Tam is insistent that the correct understanding of our Mishnah over here is you actually write out the other names. Okay, again, as everyone here knows, right? The regulars here know that unfortunately I've intended multiple gittin, and so we follow the practice of Rabbeinu Tam, and that is that when a person, and a man or woman, goes by multiple names, all the names are written into the get. Okay. We start with the Gemara. Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel Shachalei B'nei Midinas Yam L'Rabin Gamliel. B'nei Adam Habay Misham Lekan. People traveling from Eretz Yisrael here to Bavel. Shmo Yosef V'Korin Lo Yochanan. Yochanan V'Korin Lo Yosef. It goes by multiple names. Heich Megarshin Neshoseim. So how do they divorce their wives? Meaning it's confusing. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel Vitkin she calls him Ishponi v'choshem sheishlo Ishaponz v'choshem sheishlo mimnei tikana olam. So over here, so Rabbi Gamliel went ahead and instituted that they would write all the names in the get. Amar Rav Ashi v'hu dischazi b'tshrei shmei. So Rav Ashi puts in the following qualifier: you only write in multiple names if both names stick, meaning that he legitimately goes by both names. Okay, so then and only then do you write the multiple names in. Amalei Rabbi Abba LeRav Ashi Rabbi Marver Belazer Kaim Kavasech, and Rabbi Abba says that I'm going to show you other Amoraim who agree with you. Tanya Kavasech the Rav Ashi And we have a brisa supporting Rav Ashi as well. That the only time that you write in the multiple names is where you say Ischazik, where the name stuck. In other words, they actually are, he actually goes by these multiple names. So, Gemara tells the following story of a man who was married to two wives. One of his wives lived in the Galo, and the other one lived in Yehuda. Now, this man over here went by two different names. In other words, when he was in Galo, he went by one name, and by Yehuda, he went by another name. And I know that's confusing, by the way. And yes, he, in other words, this man lived multiple lives. Okay. Okay. And as Isha Shabagalo Shma Begalo. So when he was divorcing both of his wives, so he only used his local name and he didn't use his foreign name. Right? I hope you understand. I'm using the term foreign over just simply meaning, right, the Yehuda name he didn't use when divorcing his wife in the Galo. So, Einu Megureshes Achi Garshes Ishtu Shebi Yehuda B'Shmo Sheyehuda V'Shem DeGalal Imo, and it's Ishtu Shebi Galal B'Shmo Shebi Galal V'Shem DeYehuda Imo. And in order to properly give a get, so you have to use both names. Okay. Yatzal Makom Acher V'Girish Be'Echad Mehen Megureshes. So let's say he went now to another location, meaning not Yehuda, not Galal. And over there, he only used one of the names. So, Vigirish Be'achamayim Gureshes. So, the get was only written with one of the names that he used, and the get was a good get. Okay. So, over here, this Brisa is confusing. Should he be using all of his names? Should he not be using all of his names? I read the first half of the Brisa. It sounds like you need to write all the names in the get. I read the second half of the Brisa. It sounds not that way. So, and the Gemara picks up on that right away. V'amar shem degalo imo. So I don't understand. I'm comparing the first and second half of the brisas. It doesn't synchronize. So, elo shmamina, adis chazik adelo is chazik shmamina. So the Gemara says, okay. So obviously, I only need to use multiple names when people are calling him by the multiple names. If nobody's using his quote unquote other name, that doesn't need to be written in the get. This distinction of Ischazik and Lo Ischazik is the way to solve the Brisa. Hai davakarele Miriam Upurta Sara. Gemara tells us one last story to finish off today's daf. There was a man. I'm sorry. Let's do that again. Okay. There was a woman, and most people called her Miriam. Some people Purta. Some Purta in Aramaic means some. And some people called her Sara. Amri Nahardai Miriam v'choshum sheishla. Velo Sarah v'choshum sheishla. So in Ahada, this is how they paskin when they in terms of the correct way of writing the get, and that was Miriam v'choshum sheishla. In other words, you must first start off with the name that most people call her by, and then add the other names. Now again, according to Rabbi Natan, it's funny, right? This Gemara over here doesn't sit so well for Rabbi Natan. According to Rabbi Natan, you actually have to also include the other name as well. Okay, and if you're the Bahag, right? I didn't cite that when I presented the Tosos. Anyway, the Bahag argues with the Rabbeinu Tam, right? Or more historically correct, Rabbeinu Tam argues with the Bahag. Either way, the Bahag says you don't actually have to write in the other names. You just simply have to write in v'chol shum sheishla and any other name they may have. Anyway, this Gemara over here certainly seems to be more supportive to the Bahag. Either way, the point is that. The name that you start off first is the name that most people call her by. Okay. And then you can add the other names as well. This is obviously the good place to stop. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up with the Mishnah. And let us recap today. That's a lot that we covered today. Baruch Hashem. Number one, the machlokus between Rebbe and Rishon and Gamliel two times over. Number one, issue number one, Batla Mevutal. Hapsak halacha, we go like Rebbe. Batla Mevutal. Number two, in my review, I'm not going to go over the actual issues, right? That was all of today's daf. So, and issue number two, can I be mevatel zesh lo bifnei zeh? You commissioned 10 people to write the get. You didn't say the word kulchem. Can I be mevatel each of them individually and not collectively? Rebbe says, yes, you can. You can be mevatel them individually. And in that regard, we also paskin like Rebbe as well. Okay, that was issue number one. That took us to the first part of today's daf. Then, we covered a very big topic of Gilui Milsa Begitin. In other words, you didn't articulate, but it's evident from your behavior and from other things that you said that you would like to be Mevatel the Get. Can we go ahead and decipher and interpret your thoughts? And can we say that since you are telling us what you're thinking without proper articulation, is that significant and insignificant? Machlokus between Rav and Abaye. And here we are in today's daf, one of the six exceptional times that we pass like Abaye, not like Rava. Yilui das begin lav milsehi. It is not significant. And that took us through most of today's daf. Lamadala lamad aleph into lamadala mad beis. And then, lamadala mad beis, we covered a short sugya, obviously very halach lamaisa. When a person goes by multiple names, how do you write that in the get? A takana, where all the other names are going to be written into the get. I say that, by the way, knowing that that's not exactly what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah just simply says you have to reference the other names. Do you have to actually write the other names? So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Top Tosos here on Lamed Amud Beis deliberates whether you actually have to write the other names in the get.